Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Video game boss fights are a bit of a mixed bunch, aren't they? I mean, sometimes they can be the standout moments of their respective titles, acting as fresh and challenging experiences that reward players for pushing themselves to their limits. Other times they're cheap, annoying, and badly scaled, resulting in players either lamenting each time they face off against them or developing cunning and sometimes cheesy strats in order to get around them. Yet no matter how the boss is designed and implemented, there's always one thing that players universally want them to do, and that is for them to stay dead. There's nothing quite so bad as a boss basically wagging their finger at the player or using plot armor in a cutscene to dodge death. We worked hard to batter you, my friend. At least have the decency to stay dead and give us the reward. Well, you best be prepared for a rude awakening, my friend, as these bosses use every trick in the book to deny you the victory. So with this in mind, I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 8 video game bosses who will not accept defeat. Number 8. Genichiro Ashina, Sekiro: Shadows Die Twice. Shadows die twice? Well, this guy won't even stay dead once. The opening encounter with Genichiro Ashina is an incredibly tense one. Having just learned the basics of combat, the game thrusts you into a horrifying ordeal as you struggle against an opponent who will mince your health like it was made of bloody butter. Now, as this is intended to be a contest that you will lose, Genichiro does not hold back, offering up some pretty brutal combos. However, for those that have seen the game through to completion more than once, it actually does end up being a bit of a cakewalk. After all, when you've defeated the likes of Owldad and Oh My God, Stay Dead, You Damn Dirty Ape, Genichiro here, without his lightning gimmicks, is much easier. Yet still, the game completely robs you of a victory, for even if you do manage to best him, an unseen assailant will distract Wolfie Boy over here, and you'll be sliced and diced. What a dirty trick, right? At least take your defeat with a little bit of honor, but no, as soon as he saw an opportunity to get the upper hand, he took it. Rude. Number 7. Kotan Kan, Ghosts of Tsushima. The fantastically engaging Ghost of Tsushima expertly rewards players who analyze battles before leaping into the fray. With careful planning, you can take down the majority of enemies before they even know what's going on, making the final assault all the more rewarding when the remaining goons call for help, only to find that absolutely no one is left alive. However, even if you're an utter master at offense and defense, nothing will prepare you for Kotan Kan, who straight up laughs at the concept of you ever beating him during your first encounter. Not only is he ridiculously hard, especially for new players, but even if you do whittle his health down to nothing, he won't ever stop. There's no secret ending to be obtained. He simply just ignores any incoming damage, making you question why he was even given a health bar at all. This is a cruel trick to make you think that you had a hope of winning, but the deck was stacked against us from the very start. Number 6. Beatrix, Final Fantasy 9. Getting defeated by a boss is a horrible feeling, as not only does your burning quest for vengeance become immediately quelled by the icy grip of failure, but some bosses even laugh at you for your efforts to truly rub salt into the wounds. And then there's Beatrix from Final Fantasy IX, who sees you as such a minor threat that she'll complain of being bored before TKOing the party in one or two moves. Scripted battles where you're forced to lose are one thing, but to be met with such contempt for your skill multiple times throughout the game, well, it's infuriating. You could launch all of your best moves and fire off devastating magic every chance you get, and she'll just flick her hair and sigh at you. When some bosses taunt you before a match, you'll often think that they're full of hot air, but Beatrix will beat you so badly, you might just well feel deflated for hours afterwards. Number 5. Azarkon, Magic: The Gathering. Now, I absolutely adore the MTG card game, from its art to its robust and easy to pick up mechanics, all the way down to the sheer thrill of pulling a mythic and waving it in Ash and Rich's face. It is a, aha, you haven't got this one, have you? It's a blast whenever you're cutting decks and tapping mana, is what I'm trying to say. However, the final boss from the 1997 video game is a test that will send even your toughest creatures to the graveyard along with your hopes and dreams, because Azarkon is an absolute nightmare. Now, to give him his fair dues, he definitely should be, seeing as he's the great evil that took entire armies of mages huge effort to seal away. But it's a bit disconcerting that come the close of this admittedly brilliant game, the title warns you that for each point of damage you do, you will seal him away for 10 additional years on top of whatever score you had. Now, while this is great because we know that Azarkon is done for no matter what, it's more than a little scary to think that all we're really doing is buying time. No matter what, Azarkon is coming back, and you'd be safe to assume he's not going to be happy about being locked away for so long. Number 4, Viktor Zaitsev, Vanquish. So as is custom for whenever I include Vanquish in one of my articles, we must begin with stating just how much fun this bloody game is. From the slide and shoot gameplay to the ridiculously cheesy B-movie story, Vanquish is not a game that takes itself seriously and instead doubles down on action and explosions at every given opportunity. However, there's one missed opportunity in this game, and that's when it comes to battling main antagonist Viktor Zaitsev in the fact that you actually don't. Now, Viktor has been a thorn in the side of Sam and his team, who brilliantly baits and jibes our hero over and over. So when it comes time to actually do battle with him one-on-one, he denies the player this scenario by fighting you two-on-one with some robot clones. Now, the way that this battle is set up implies that once the drones are down, that Viktor will step in. However, it turns out that he was already off the ship, having completed his plan of destabilizing America, and he returns to Russia, supposedly, as a hero. It's genuinely gutting that we did everything right. We beat his army and his best toys, and still, he gets to say that he won the war. Brilliant. Number 3, Jameson, Custom Robo Arena. Custom Robo Arena is such a brilliant title, letting the player build and customize a robotic battler and then use them to turn anyone who gives you a funny look into scrap parts. However, one gear grinder of a boss that will make you oil yourself is the mighty Jameson. Whilst not having an intimidating name, the sheer heft of this chap beggars belief, and the sheer amount of damage that he doles out to players in Custom Robo 2, the title that preceded Custom Robo Arena, as the penultimate boss was insane. Thus, when he presents himself as the first boss for Custom Robo Arena, you should know that something's up. As the battle goes on, you'll likely get your butt handed to you, and it will then be revealed that it was all a dream, which then sets up your motivation for the main quest. Yet even if you're skilled enough to get the upper hand, the dream will still end and you'll net absolutely nothing as a reward. How savage is that, that even in your dreams you couldn't even beat this beast? Also, it's a bit sad and strange that you appear to dream in console graphics that were long since put to pasture. Number 2, Claire, Pokemon Gold. Now, Claire is the worst type of loser, in that not only does she treat you with utter contempt before the fight with her in Blackthorn Gym, boasting of her skill with dragon types, but even when you do beat her, she acts like the really bratty kid on the playground who caused a scene when things weren't going their way and simply says, nah, that didn't happen. That's right, she refuses to acknowledge the fact that you've just bested her, and withholds her gym badge, stating that in order to truly earn it, you'll have to go on a separate quest. Now, I know that some of the other gym leaders are pretty shady. I'm definitely looking at you here, Giovanni, but come on, nowhere in the rules does it state if the gym leader isn't really feeling it, then they can totally peace out of awarding trainers their gym badge. You've tasted defeat, Claire, now stop being a ratiter about the situation and cough it up. And number 1, Dracula, Castlevania, Order of Ecclesia. Coming toe-to-toe with Dracula in any of the Castlevania games is a pretty heart-stopping moment, as the raw power that this fanged foe exudes is enough to turn that holy water into holy I am now dead. Dracula is no slouch, often attacking you with every final boss trick in the book, from summoning enemies to do his bidding to casting huge elemental attacks against you. Each encounter will be a test of patience and skill. Yet, in Order of Ecclesia, he's an absolute rogue to boot, as if you're lucky enough to take him down to zero health, instead of accepting defeat with grace, he will laugh at your attacks before attempting to pull a predator on you, and by this I mean that if you're not quick on the draw, he'll unleash an unblockable and devastating move that will kill you in one hit. You only have a short window to equip Dominus items and gear in order to supercharge yourself before unleashing a counterattack, which will finally see him vanquished. For players unaware of this, or how quickly they needed to switch up, this was a huge bat-shaped middle finger. Then again, this is a man who tricks adventurers with illusions and mirrored castles, so I guess what do you expect?
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen,
premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.